Blog Talk Radio.
Resume. Elect resume.
It lets you play over 100 million songs on up to 6 devices at the same time. It's free for 30 days and then 6. Sign up anytime by saying, sign up for Amazon Music Unlimited. Shuffling Goodness of God, live on Amazon Music.
Thank you.
Alexa, stop. Hallelujah. His goodness. The goodness of God is running after us. Woo! The goodness of the Lord is just running after us. I dare you to challenge that. I dare you to look around and see the goodness of God. He just want to love you. He just want to do for you. All we got to do is take a moment and still and see the salvation of the Lord. I promise you, you'll stop complaining. You'll get a whole new leaf on life. You'll get a different attitude. Yeah. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you guys. I'm excited about the Word of God today. Hallelujah. I'm excited what he's going to do this week. Praise God. I just think about his goodness. Brothers and sisters, we have no idea. When I tell you we don't have no idea, I have no idea how good God really is. The more I think I know, I don't know nothing about redemption. I mean, he's given us eternal redemption. I mean, we don't have to worry. God doing stuff for us, he just did it for Israel. He never allowed Israel to have dual citizenship in heaven and earth. Never did. But when Christ came, God have mercy. Did he open some floodgates for us? Just like him. Israel wasn't allowed to act like God. But we are. So we have lots to be thankful for. So happy Pastor Bell. Gonna ask her if she can get on this week with a word of prayer. And then we're going to open the broadcast. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Thank you so much, Pastor, for that wonderful prayer. We want to open up. Anyone have any want to share? Any words of encouragement? Any words of edification? Hallelujah. This is a session where you can come. God give you a word for the people. Go ahead on and speak it. You mission to speak a word of the Lord. Speak it. Hallelujah. And we don't know if it's God or not, because you got to come from the Word of God. If you ain't coming from the Word of God, then it ain't God. I can't do the Word of God. So we want you to be able to speak the commandment of God. God, everything to deal with God, praise God. Anyone? Here we got a lot. Oh, go ahead. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. I thank God for each and every one of you guys, and I appreciate that word of encouragement as well. I have been asking Brother Minister Robertson to give a testimony. He usually be working. I don't know if he's able to, but I want to find out. I saw some the other day, and I was on the roll. I'll see if he's able to have a word this morning for us, encouragement, or tell the testimony, or see if he's just able to do anything, because I know he's working. So let me see. Minister Robinson, you have anything you can share with us this morning? Minister Robinson, right there. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, yeah, well, probably did. I just wanted to know we ain't forgotten. We ain't forgotten. Appreciate them joining in. I just know that he'd be busy somebody listen. So I'm not going to impose when he has time. I know he's going to share with us. So I'm going to leave it at that. And, we've been, anyone else have anything they want to share? Hallelujah. A word of edification, word of encouragement. We are all one body. We all need sometimes to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Then sometimes we need to encourage ourselves. Hallelujah. We need to take the word of God and decree over your life what it says. Make a declaration, make a declaration that you will live and you will not die. I mean, I saw something the other day just blew my mind. I didn't know we could live more than 70 years on God's promises. When I saw that, I really got excited. We may have to teach on that. That's another message for another day. But I tell you, you're going to be excited. Didn't know that God don't limit us. You know, Moses lived 120 years, and we're going to talk about some of them secrets, how people live beyond 100. You know, I had a lot to do with a lot of things, but we won't get in that today. But anyone have anything they want to share? Hallelujah. Any affirmation, maybe affirm that the Spirit is with you, affirm that you are walking in the Spirit. Affirm and confirm that the light of the Lord is on your life and he can be on someone else's life. I don't know, but anyone else have anything they want to share? Because I did the talking, but hey, affirm it. Any affirmation, hallelujah. Affirm that you've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, according to 1 Peter 1:23. Hallelujah. Anyone else? I'm affirm that we're not beneath, but we're above. We're not the tail, but we're the head. Hallelujah. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. I know we've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. You've been redeemed from that. I make that declaration today. You are no longer under the law, but you are under grace and truth. And it follows you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that you are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthen you. I decree it right now, and I affirm it and confirm it. Hallelujah. Well, we'll pick up where we left off yesterday. If someone want to jump in, just jump in. Know how to hush and peek back up where I left off. But we'll talk about what we're going to talk about this week. Then we'll pick up on that redemption part that we talked about yesterday. Because we have eternal redemption. That's important. That your salvation is eternally. It's not like Israel. It was for the old. It wasn't for the new, but they received the new because they believed in Christ and his coming. But we have eternal redemption. We have eternal grace. When I tell you, you have no idea the things that God have laid up for us that's been hidden from ages, God has made them known nowadays. Hallelujah. And it's yes and yes and yes in him. Amen. So we're going to pick up on that, but this week we also want to lay y'all out a little bit of what we're going to talk about. Give y'all a little bit of what we're going to be dealing with this week. Where did my paperwork go? See, I'm so used to just doing things from my head. But I'm going to start by saying it's true, brother and sister. The New King James Version and Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Through Christ and his anointing, you can do all things. Believe it, speak it, receive it, and I want to say use it in today's life, because there's some things you're wrestling with right now. You need to know that you can put your cares on the Lord. There's some things we're going to talk about, getting rid of all of those cares. There's some things that will bombard your spirit, and you'll think about it going to sleep, waking up. You don't need that in your life. You need to get shed of it. That's what we say in Georgia. We say get shed of it, rid of. The Bible says cast all your cares and worries on Jesus. Now, if you're going to cast them on him, you don't need them. So when the enemy comes, you're going to be able to know that you're walking in victory. The victory, as we encourage one another. You can't worry. If you don't worry, don't pray. And if you don't pray, don't worry. If you don't believe, don't worry. If you don't worry, you know the Bible says that be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious for. Don't worry about it. Free from anxiety and pressure. We're gonna deal with that this week. You want to set your mind on God and his word. That's real important. You know that you have to put the word of God first place. And every one of us, that we're to set our mind on God and his word. We're going to talk about learning to keep our fear out of your mind. Because, see, that's what Satan going to do. He want to bring fear of what I'm going to do now, how I'm going to do it. He want to give you a whole lot of negative things, and you don't need that. That's why God want to bless us, but we got this stuff so, got our hair so clouded and covered till we can't see for the smoke. So God want to get rid of the smoke screen that Satan done put up. Get rid of the cares and be healed. Ooh, preach. Preach there. Get rid of the cares of this world hinders us. What I'm going to do, you're going to give it to God, and you're going to tell God to take care of me. You promised me, and I'm looking for it. But how is that done? Through Christ. See, through Christ, you can do all things. God will supply your every need. I pray y'all stand by this week. Christ in you can do all things. Not yourself now, but Christ in you. When you discover how Christ is joy in your circumstances, in your and your firm stand in the Word of God. It will exceed the precious, knowing that you're under a new covenant. You need to demand your covenant right. That's right. Get bold and fierce and demand your covenant right. That's what's up. So we're going to talk about that. And then we want to finish up talking about the redemptive work, redemption as eternal. We was in Hebrews 9, so we'll probably go there. But we need to talk about the rest of redemption. The rest of redemption. Few of us really realize the rest mentioned in Hebrews 4. He talked about a rest. He talked about a rest. And we need to know what the rest of the redemption, we have this rest in redemption. Now, I know that may be a little confusing, so let me just make it this simple. The rest of redemption, the rest you have in redemption. Because few of us realize, even though it's mentioned in Hebrews 4 and 1, therefore, fear lest any promise being left us entering into his rest, any should seem to come short of it. That's the passage you read that. That's Hebrews 4 and 1. When Jesus had finished his work, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And we'll get into that. So that again for me, Pastor. I missed it. I'm sorry. That's not the Messenger Bible, right? Hello? Okay. Into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. God wants us to relax in his word. I want to say, God wants us to get in there and just take a nap in his word. Because when I think about what resting is, I'm thinking about slumbering. I'm thinking about dozing. I'm thinking about sleeping. I'm thinking about resting. When I think about resting, all kinds of things, that's just being lazy in his word, if you will. Yes, in a little quiet, just taking it easy, man. You're in the Word of God. He got this for us. He's going to handle this for us. Such a high priest, and we were talking about the high priest yesterday. We have such a high priest who is sitting on the right hand of the majesty, of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Excuse me. I'm going to reread that. Of the things which we have spoken, this is the psalm. We have such an high priest who is sitting on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. Hebrews 8 and 1. So read that out the Messenger, if you will, Pastor, before I go to Hebrews 10 and 8. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, I just love that, down on the right hand of God. He says it's done. God said, sit down here, son. Sit right here. Eve, do not enter into the rest. And in Hebrews 4:11, it says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelieving. Listen, brothers, I'll let Pastor read that out there. Out of the Messenger Bible, Hebrews 4:11. Because we which believe, we do enter into his rest. That's where Hebrews 4:3 is saying, we do enter into that rest. You know why? Because we're believers. Believers does that. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. There's a place that God wants us to, can I just be honest with you guys? God showed me that place. All he wants us to do is get back. All we do is speak, just like Adam did. Didn't do anything. Just rest in the things of God. God said, Adam, name him. Adam didn't go around from man around with that stuff. He just named him. He spoke the word. God wants his body back there. He wants us back there. That's why I chose the word. Resting. Rest. See, when you rest, you are free from activity. When you rest, things calm. Ain't worried. You don't have no concerns. You're at rest. We worried about what this one gonna do, that one gonna do, the police. I ain't got to worry about none of that stuff. Not no family member. I ain't no thanks. I mean, not family. Don't get me wrong. But let me tell you what. When you speak that word, you can tell angels go take care of that. That's what God wants us to say. He wants us away from the precious. We just bring, being bombarded with precious after precious, worrying about this. God don't want you under pressure. He don't want us like that. The devil done lied to us so much. We think that's normal. It ain't normal for us to be tense, be stressed. That ain't for us, for you. Who lied to you? Pressure ain't for you. That's Satan's stuff. Get it out of here. God done restored us. We back to where we're supposed to be. We're resting in God's stuff. We're resting in his word. Tension is not ours. We're not being pulled one way to the other. That's not us. It's not us. Why you look what Jesus did. There's a storm out there raging. Everybody's scared. It's all get out. No, we finna drown. They said, y'all, maybe the Lord don't really care for us after all. He don't care. He down there sleeping. They're fighting the wind, water. And Jesus down there sleeping. God to show me where everybody else has all been out of shape and concerned about the stock market and concerned about the economy, concerned about who's going to become president. Don't worry about that junk. Let your heart be troubled. Jesus sleeping. And they're out there trying to fight the wind and the ocean and all of this stuff. They said, well, maybe Jesus really don't care. The man that went to sleep. That's what you do when you rest. You know, when you get comfortable, I want y'all to see this thing. When you get comfortable and you start dozing, you fall into a little rest thing. Like you did when you went to church. You used to go to traditional church. Now, don't make me there with you, okay? Because I would go there for you. You've been in some of them churches that had real boring sermons, preacher talking and stuff. Well, let me take some words so you can really understand what I'm trying to tell you. You know, sometimes we die all night long, and then you got to be drugged to the church. You had to get up there, and you know you're tired, and you can could see it all. You didn't want to go nowhere. And then you get up in there and you all, you just, before you know it, you know, fell asleep. I know that happened to somebody other than me. And if it didn't happen to you, it's okay. It's okay. That's what I experienced. They've had to shake me. Hey, wait, wake up now, wake up. I sit on the poor pit and went to sleep. What happened to you? It's resting. That kind of rest. Looking at you, that's the kind of rest that God wants us to be in. That kind of relaxation. I want to almost have sleep. You know, calm. That's what Jesus was. How I know that? They had to go and wake him up. And the women are on the sleep. Caught disease. Gone. Woo! Man, I done went to sleep. Come on, doctor, you're gonna start snowing. I didn't say Jesus was snowing. I didn't say that. So don't nobody say I said he was snowing. But I think if it hadn't been me, I'd been snowing. Boy, they had to wake Jesus up. Jesus, wake up. And you start the storm going on. The rain is happening. All this stuff. And you guys are sleeping. You don't care if we perish. Come on, Jesus. Man, you got to do a little bit better than that now. Jesus stood up and said, boy, y'all are no faith. No faith. And one scripture said, little faith. Y'all know the story, how he came up on the top of the deck and he rebuked the wind and he told the sea to peace, be still, and it brought about a great arm. He probably went on back to sleep that he's resting so good in that thing. But he took care of the issue. That's the kind of rest that we're to get in. The rest that belongs to you. That belongs to me. If we have belief, we need to enter that way. So the Bible said, labor, therefore, in Hebrews 4:11. Did you read that, Pastor? Hebrews 4:11. If so, please read it again. We don't mind hearing the word. The rest of faith. It is the end of worrying. It is the end of struggling. Stop struggling with stuff. You no longer seek for faith and power. Guess what? You become one with him. When we become one with him, those are things that become our nature. You have come to appreciate the work that he did for you. When you come to a place that in you, what it does in Christ, you have come to know that you are what the word say you are. You've come to know what he says you are in him. You know you are a new creation. You know that. You know it. That's what God wants us to. He wants us to know, hey, we're not worried about anything. Yea, though we walk through the valleys and shadows of death, we ain't fear no evil. We can far less care. We're living at a whole different place. See, you got to know that you have passed from death unto life. This is a dead world here. Like we're living here, but you got to die to live unto Christ. You know that you have the very life and nature of the Father in you. You know that he has, and that's right now, brothers and sisters. You got to come to know that as he is, you are as well. That's right now. Why? Because Christ seated at the right hand side of the Father. So whatever Christ is doing in heaven, you're doing it on earth. You ever heard that prayer? Jesus said, let when you pray, let his will be done in earth, in you. Some people say on earth. Well, if it's on earth, that's fine too. But it says in earth, in you. So whatever going on in heaven, you want it going on in you, the earth. You know you're a part of a divine body. You know that you're a part of a member of Christ's body. You're down here on earth. Yeah, that's how big he is. know that you were raised together with him. You know that no matter what men come to your life, and doesn't matter what comes into your life, you are more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Yes, you're more than a conqueror. So these are facts that you know. You got to labor at it. You got to step up and decree and declare the word of God over your life. Not one time, not two times, not three times. But guess what? Since you're a winner, there you go. You keep confessing it until you see the fruit. You keep confessing it. It's just like a farmer. You think a farmer don't look at his seed he done planted? You crazy, man. The farmer look at his seed. He know he done planted it. He get out there and look at it, waiting for it to cry, waiting for it to come up. You got a seed in you. You may have to keep Bo Weaver away. See, he brings all this stuff, according to Mark. He brings all this just to get our mind off the word of God, man. That's all. If you think Satan care about you, really, I'm just going to tell you, you're just a straight dummy. Straight dummy. But aren't you glad you're not that? Because you know Satan don't care nothing about you. You know the only one that really care is the Lord. That's why he says to cast your cares upon him. Yeah. So it's going to be through Christ that we can do all things. Okay, we're gonna put the brakes on it right there. Hopefully this week. God's commandment or God's word is for healing. God's word is for divine life, divine living. It's through Christ you can do all things. And I won't say anything, but it's through Christ you can do all things you need to do for God. And we want to talk about the secret things of redemption. Now that you're in redemption, now you've been redeemed, what are you doing with it? That's one of God's promises right here. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Are you being strengthened through Christ? That's the one you're being strengthened. Not your professor, not your lawyer, not your boss, but Christ is strengthening you. Not family member, but Christ. If that's where you're getting your strength at. If so, he said you can do all things through Christ. And you know he's real because he was risen from the dead. If it wasn't true, they wouldn't have wrote all them books about him. Somebody be out there trying to prove that he's a phony. Yeah, if it wasn't true, he wouldn't have gained popularity. Even though he's here today, but if Jesus was here in flesh today and he was on the internet, he'd break it. He'll break it. TikTok wouldn't stand a chance. He'll break it. Anyway, anybody else have anything you want to share? Want to build your sister, your brothers up? And rather than get too deep at the time, that would be another message maybe for another day. But when they talk about rest, a lot of people converted that to the Sabbath, the day of rest. But brothers and sisters, it's not a day. It's not a day. You resting in Christ, man. Christ is the resurrection. It's not a day. It's a person. They were looking for a day, and Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Mom, can you believe this? I'm the resurrection. There won't be no day. She was believing like a lot of people right now. They believe, oh, yeah, when that great day of the Lord comes, I'm going to do this. Y'all waiting on the day. Forget it. It ain't happening. Be in Christ. You got to believe it. Got to believe your way in. That is a rest. Well, I maybe pick that up tomorrow. The Spirit told me I might need to look deeper in that. Because there is an eternal rest. And God wants us to enter into that rest right now. Now, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Oh, I think it's about that ninth verse in that fourth chapter. I have to look it up, so don't y'all hold me to it. But I think it's down that ninth verse. There remained, therefore, a rest to the people of God. And he's referenced to that eternal rest. It's to rest. Some people think just keep it Sabbath. It's one of them. But listen, brothers and sisters, there's a rest in tormented. There's a rest. If you're entered into the Lord, you can have that peace he talks about that goes beyond all understanding. God, and some of y'all done experienced that. Some of y'all done experienced what it is to rest on God's word and rest in his word. And he gives you a peace. And people don't understand. Everybody else has been out of shape. You're laughing. I was talking to Evangelist Sharon one day. She did for me. Talking about somebody. She's sitting up there laughing. And they all been out of shape. Yeah. There are people right now that might think they're doing you harm. But it's just laugh. They ain't doing nothing to you. They can't touch you. If not, we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon.